Welcome back, folks. It's in the morning, and Terry has a cough.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good cough. I've been hanging around with some people at work that had a cough, and so...
Well, this is the guy who came up to you with the COVID, probably.
This is what?
Remember the guy who came up with the paper and got close to you and said he had COVID?
So
his brother
that,
had COVID?
With on that fact is that they actually came in.
And worked.
Yeah. Like the other day.
That's funny.
So, no.
Well, they're probably better now, right?
One of my coworkers,
that was a while ago.
One of my coworkers has been battling a cough for like the longest time, but I've been standing around him while he's coughing.
And now Terry's bringing it to me.
And now I'm bringing it to Mike so he can get a cough.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to go to work.
Well, yeah.
Even though you're off for like the next 2 weeks?
No, not next. I work next week.
Really?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday.
But then you get a week off, don't you?
After Christmas, yeah, but not before. No, I have to work next week. But I mean...
Damn, son.
Like, I mean, because I can work from home, if I had... Like, if I'm like sick, I'm taking a sick day no matter what, right? Because
yeah.
I feel like shit. But if I like had a cough or something, but felt pretty good otherwise...
Yeah.
I would just work from home and be like, I'm not coming because I have a cough, but I can work from home still. And then I would just do that.
Yeah. I
wish there's varying degrees of like sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My job can't. I can't.
You either work or you don't.
Yeah. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
But that sucks because you go to work with you go and you have a cough and then you spread it.
I know. Now we're going back to like, if you're sick, you can just go to work and get like.
I know for the longest
time.
Get
other people sick.
Everyone was like.
During the 2 years of
if
COVID.
If you don't feel well, stay home. And that I agree with that. I mean, like, that's just sane, like, way to behave. But there's these gray areas that people don't think about, I think.
Well, now, for me, now it's like, if you are sick, if you wear a mask, it's fine. Like.
Oh, you can come to work sick, but you have to wear a mask to, like, hold
no,
it all in your
no,
face?
No, no, like, you can wear a mask if you're sick. Or you don't have to wear a mask if you're not sick. But if, like, I'm saying if you...
Wait, they tell you if you're sick, you can still come to work, you just have to wear a mask?
They don't tell you that you can. They tell you to stay home if you're sick, but you just don't get paid. But people...
What
people
they'll do is,
working,
even if they're feeling a little down, they'll still come to work, but they'll just put on a mask to, like, not get everyone else sick.
Maybe, or not.
Right. To make it feel like they're not...
Obviously, it didn't work because I got sick. Well,
yeah.
I'm not sick, I just have a cough.
That's what I mean. If I was
just have a cold,
I'm not doing the mask thing anymore. Like I'm not doing that again.
No, fuck that shit.
So
no, but what I'm saying is, like, it's like in the United States, if someone is sick and they're wearing a mask, it's normal now. It's not like, why are you wearing a mask because you're sick, you little bitch.
Well, no, people are not just wearing masks still when they're sick. A lot of people are still doing it all the time. Right?
I still see people in their cars wearing masks.
I see like
it makes no sense.
I see a lot of people still out like in stores like wearing masks who are clearly not sick.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is there's people in their own fucking cars wearing a mask.
Are we getting political right off the bat here? I'm down.
I'm down. I'm going to fuck. I mean, I don't know. If you feel sick, wear a mask. I don't give a shit.
No. If you're sick, don't go out and mingle. That's the answer.
But everybody loves to mingle.
Yeah.
I like to mingle.
Not when you feel like shit, though.
But I didn't
feel
like...
That ruins the mingling.
No, it's like, you know when you get sick... you're not getting sick, but you go home and then you cough once and you go, fuck. Right?
You think you're getting sick?
And you get that tingle in like the back of your throat. That's like right here.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you have?
That's what I have
he
right now.
He fucked me. Folks, he fucked me.
I didn't fuck you. Are we going to make this a longer one because Christmas is coming up?
The thing that Terry does is...
Hey,
relax.
No. Are we making this a longer one?
The thing that Terry
does fuck
is...
No, fuck you little bitch.
Making it a longer one?
Yeah, like a two-hour spectacular.
I have to eat before I leave.
That's
so
fine.
We have an hour and a half to record.
So 2 hours. Let's go. All right.
You have to stretch. You have to have time to stretch
right.
And export.
It's okay.
I have to be like it's a hard thing because they're paying somebody to come and take pictures.
Oh, this is like a
professional. Yeah, so I can't like fucking lollygag about it. I have to be there at 2:30.
Oh, are you riding your bike down there?
Fuck no.
Come on, dude. It's not cold.
No, but I don't want to because I have to like wear a certain... I have to wear this.
That's it? You just got to look presentable?
I have to wear a sweater and jeans, they said.
You look presentable the entire time.
I know, but...
Every day. Every day I come in here. You know, see?
I'm
wearing those same pants that I see you every time that you wear.
Jeans?
Yeah.
Folks, they're called jeans.
No, they're pants.
You wear the same pants every day.
No, you wear the same pants every time I see you.
Yeah, because jeans last all week, look the same, fuckface.
Last week you wore black. This week you have blue faded gray or whatever
so
the fuck
different,
it is.
So different pants then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you wear the same ones every time I see you. Unless you have like five pairs of the same color.
I have like three pairs of jeans that I rotate.
Are they the same color?
Two of them are.
Maybe that's fine.
That's exactly what I'm saying, fuckface.
No.
Yes.
No. Wait.
You think that I wear the exact same pair of pants every single time
I'm
you see me?
I'm not saying the exact...
That's what you're saying.
No,
well, that is
maybe
what you're
I
saying.
Am saying that. I'm not, like...
And you're kind of fucking fascinated by it, too, and stuck on this point
of,
for some weird
fascinated.
Reason.
I'm fascinated that...
Like it matters.
It does matter to me.
No, I don't think it does.
I have a fascination.
You fucked me.
How?
I forgot what I was going to say now. Why does it matter if we do a long episode? We just do a normal episode.
That's fine.
Why? Because you don't want to record next Sunday because it's next Sunday
Christmas.
So we record a different day.
Monday?
I suppose. You're off. I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
That might work.
Caleb should be in town.
Caleb.
He wants to say hi to you.
He wants to smack that ass.
He wants to smack you in the ass.
Fuck you. What was I going to say? I forgot. You.
I can go back.
I had a good point.
Was it about wearing masks?
Oh, fuck. Was it about... No, I don't think so. I think I was done with that.
We're only like 6 minutes in. I could stop this, go back, and then you can get your point back.
No.
Was it about wearing masks at work?
No.
Was it wearing masks at all?
No.
Don't worry. At the end of this, I'll go back to the beginning of this so you can get your point across. What was it about?
Damn. I'm gone completely. That's why I was telling you to shut the fuck up.
Dude, long episode. Are you long episode? Three, hello, long one. Long one. Oh shit, that's funny. How
it doesn't matter. We'll just fucking go, bitch.
Oh wow. All right.
God damn it.
Was it a good point?
I don't fucking know. It could have been anything.
It could have been monumental.
You fucked me.
You could have been like the best quote of all time, but I fucked you.
It's gone.
Is it gone?
It's gone forever.
We could go back. I'm down to go back.
Before you started going, you want to go hour and a half, 2 hours? Pause it. Let's go.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, we're pausing it, folks.
No.
You're going to hear a break in the episode.
I'm not going to pause it.
We're going to go, even if we did go back and listen, I might not quite remember what I was going to say anyway.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
Fuck.
Do you think you can remember like towards the end? Like somewhere in the middle?
Like try hard to remember?
Why
don't I
say try hard?
I don't think I'm going to remember. It may have been mask related. Because that's what we were talking about, right?
Because we were talking about that beforehand. And then we were talking about being sick. The tickle was my tickle in my throat.
We were past that, though.
And then you said you fucked me. I never fucked you.
Yeah.
Have I fucked you?
Well, you very clearly interrupted. Like, you interrupted me loudly. That's fucking me. You knew I had something to say, and you deliberately interrupted me with your,
want to go 2 hours? Let's go long Christmas episode. Hey, man.
Is this the Christmas episode?
It can be.
No, it's not, because it's coming out Tuesday before Christmas.
It can be the pre-Christmas, and then we'll have a post-Christmas.
A post-Christmas?
Yeah.
So this is the Christmas special?
No.
Don't like to play, like, jingles?
Jingle bells, jingle bells. There you go. Yeah?
I don't have any...
Tell me how you really feel.
I don't actually think that we could... What is a Christmas special?
Us just having fun.
I don't think there's such a thing as a Christmas special on a podcast.
You think so?
Like, what would it be? Talk about, like, giving shit away and, like...
Yeah.
Jingles and going out and Christmas carols and shit.
Have you... Okay.
Do you ever do that? Go out and Christmas carols?
Well, I guess you just talk about Christmas shit.
I don't like Christmas shit.
I don't really like it.
Like, I don't like Christmas music.
I feel like... Later in my life, I've gotten worse with everything. But we've already discussed this before.
You've gotten more like Scrooge-like, where you're like...
Well, I'm just like, I don't really know what to give you. And if you really want something, just ask me and I'll buy it for you, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to buy me anything.
Like, if you took... I already bought you something. I did. It won't be here on time.
Oh.
It'll be next year.
Damn.
It's coming from...
Is that because you delayed so long? Little procrastinating bitch.
Hey, you know what? Suck a dick. But no, yeah, it's coming next year. Maybe. Don't know yet. It's coming from overseas.
I bought a book the other day, but it says like on Amazon, but it says...
Delayed?
No, I don't need it right away, but it said something like it takes like 12 days to ship out, so it'll be here like next year.
Damn.
Because of all the, not because of all the backup probably, but.
Well, all the weather shit, it's about to happen too.
Oh, is there bad weather shit?
Dude, it's supposed to snow on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on not going to work next week.
It's already the next week, dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it comes out on Tuesday. I'll be at home. I hope. Nah, dude, I work from home on Monday, yeah. And then this week, I only work Monday through Thursday this week,
mm-hmm.
But Tuesday, I'm hoping I can stay home because of weather, and then Wednesday, I'm staying home because a package might be coming during the day that I have to sign for, so I want to be here for that.
I have a real, like...
And then maybe I'll drive on Thursday because it's going to be cold as shit that day, too.
Are you going to rip it?
I'm not going to ride on Thursday.
You're
going to
throw
in.
It in second.
I saw snow. I saw snow on the fucking forecast on Thursday.
You know what? I'm fascinated with something, and it's really interesting. Or I think everybody does this in life. I don't know if you do it. You might do it. But when someone is talking, you always make like a, mm-hmm, yeah. Or like nod your head like you're like understanding what's going on. Why the fuck do we do that?
It's a signal to let the person who's talking know that you're absorbing what they're saying.
So if
even if you are or you're not, it's just a signal. That's like, that's the human
like
nature.
Like say if we were having a conversation, like right now we're having a conversation, you're looking at your screen, but you're not nodding at me.
I'm absorbing. I'm absorbing what you're saying.
But like, it's like you just sit.
Where do I go to check for software updates for Audacity?
God damn it, go to window.
I just want to interrupt you.
Go to window and hit check for updates.
There's no option for that under window.
What? What the fuck? I'll do it later. Yeah, like that. Oh, so like that's one fascinating thing. And also,
it's under help, you fucking bitch.
Oh, my bad.
liar.
I
don't have the latest version. I was like, why does yours look so much? They did a major user interface update.
Yeah,
mine's hell
cool.
Old.
Because we only do it on mine. We don't do it on yours.
I did once.
Yeah, because that's fucked. Because I left my laptop somewhere.
Was that what it was?
I think so. No. We wanted to try it on yours or something, shit like that. Anyways.
I just wanted to try it.
But.
Because I know how to do it now.
So, I was at a restaurant the other day, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah? Were you eating foods?
I was getting food. I was eating food with my friend Drew at a breakfast joint.
Was it good?
Also, I have a podcast with him on YouTube called Ride On with Drew and Terry. Check out the latest episode. It's really good.
Constant.
It's the first guest ever. Anyways.
Who do you have as a guest?
His friend Daniel.
Oh.
So it's really good. It's about 2 hours. It's really good. It's actually really good. It's one of our popular ones that we have so far. We should get guests. You know what we should buy? We should definitely buy
the four person. They have to come to my house.
Oh, yeah. We'll come. I'll bring them.
This table is perfect for four seats.
Dude, we just get this the one with the four and mm-hmm. get another mic.
What's it called? Right On?
Right On with Drew and Terry.
I think I was planning on subscribing and I never
just
did.
Just hit subscribe. You don't even have to listen to it.
I'm going to ride on. Ride On. That used to be, dude, that was one of my, like, my favorite, most favorite chill AC/DC songs.
Right On?
It's called Right On. Not Right On. It's Ride On. You know,
oh,
like,
Ride On.
Ride On. I can play it for you.
No.
I like it a lot. It's chill.
But we'll play it later. No, so...
5 subscribers.
Hell yeah. I'm one of them. But... So, I'm at this restaurant.
Nice fucking logo.
It's cool, huh?
Why don't we have a logo like this, Terry? It's just a microphone.
Can
I play it?
Yeah.
Is that my first one?
I think I'm going to do it this way.
Yeah. It looks like the Spotify logo.
Kind of. It's like an AI-generated
microphone
thing.
Yeah. We can't do that, though, for ours, because that's too gimmicky. Because, like, all the podcasts have a microphone on their thing.
No, I had an idea for a logo. So it'd be, so I think of it saying like big letters, like T and then an N and then an A. I don't even know my own fucking podcast.
I'm like super uncreative to a fault.
Me too.
Like I'm the most uncreative person ever. I'm like, if you think of like a crazy artist on one end of the spectrum, he like does wild shit. I'm like the complete opposite side.
You're like the kid that draws stick figures with balloons?
Yeah. And I'm like fucking like fancy, artsy, all that shit. I'm like math, boring. Like, fucking, like, not that at all. Yeah. I have no create. Well, no, I don't know about creativity, but, like, so I don't have artistic creativity.
Neither do
like.
I, but
it's just not my bag.
I have a couple of, like I said before, I have a couple of cousins that are creative.
Well, fucking call them up then.
I don't have their numbers.
How are you going to get a hold of them?
I see them at Christmas.
Social media!
No, I have Christmas with them.
Do they come over?
Yeah, I'll see them.
Do they live in Texas?
No, they live in the state of Washington.
Why?
Why? What because this is the greatest state to live in.
You want to dox where they live?
This is the greatest state. No, I'm not going to dox my family. But anyways, so I was at this fucking restaurant. And there's this person to my right, and she's just sitting there. But she's waiting for her food. But she's, while she's sitting there, her eyes are like this. You got to look at me. She's going like this.
The whole time?
Like, it's, like, wide-eyed and then, like, sticking out her tongue like she wants to eat it. But...
Is she on the spectrum?
I don't know. But it was just...
You said I want.
But she... It was just there. She was there and she did it for, like, a good 5 minutes. Mm. So, you know, like mannerisms that you do,
how do you
that
not
you don't
know? How
do
you
what
not
you
know
do?
She was on the spectrum or not?
I don't know.
That's an obvious thing, I feel like.
She looked like a kind person. I don't know.
That's not what I asked.
I understand what you're trying to make me say. But no, you know how like you do like mannerisms like when you like...
Mannerisms?
Mannerisms. Mandarins. When you do mandarins. No, as in like weird things you do, but you don't notice that you do it, but
like
other people
ticks,
notice it.
Little ticks that your body...
Yeah,
like
when you like... When you like sniffle, you're like that.
Sometimes I get
you look really
uncontrollable
weird.
Twitch in my like left
titty.
Titty. No, no lie. It, and or my like arm, it'll like start throbbing, and it's like a involuntary like
muscle spasmy
thing, and you can almost see it through the clothes. It's weird.
Drink more water.
I drink lots of water.
Do you?
My pee is not yellow; it's white.
That means you're just hydrated.
That's what drinking water means. It means you're hydrated.
Does it?
Mathematics.
That's not mathematics.
Science.
That's.
Yeah, Mr. White. Science, yeah. Bitch.
Science, bitch.
Yeah, science.
Yeah, science.
Fuck yeah, Mr. White.
Yeah, Mr. White. What's the other thing that he says? I forgot what he...
Bitchin'?
Is it bitch?
Yo, bitch!
Yeah,
or
he says
shit
bitch.
Like that. That's a good show. I need to watch that again.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Breaking Bad is a good show. I highly recommend it.
I don't. It's a fucking piece of garbage.
You know what?
Buy Disney Plus already.
Dude, it went up.
To what?
Like $80.
For a month?
Yeah.
Why are you fucking sandbagging me? Did you know that I was actually like expecting you to buy it?
I'm going
to
buy it.
And give me it.
I'll
so
buy
like
it.
Soon? Because yes. There was some shit I wanted to watch.
Okay.
And the fact
I'll
that
do
you
it
had it yet, well, I was like, oh, he hasn't. He's going to do it any minute now. And you fucking never do.
I'll do it tonight. I'll do it right after. Because
I want to watch fucking the Andor? Original. No, I want to watch that original Pandora movie. Is
what?
It Pandora? Avatar?
The Avatar movie?
Yeah, it's not called Pandora. It's called Avatar. I wanted to watch that again so I remember what's going on, like so that if I see the new
I
one...
I already described it to you.
I want
to
watch it.
So? Why watch it when I just could... I'm such a great describer.
No.
Yeah, so it
Fuck
starts
you.
Off with the white dude with these blue like little thingies.
All right, we're done.
Damn.
Don't talk about this.
Why
you,
not?
You're going to get it for real?
Yeah, I'll get it. God.
Like now or tomorrow or like in a month from now or
what do you
3
want
years?
Me? What do you want from me?
I want you to fucking give it to me
what
now.
Do you want? What do you want?
I told you what I want.
What do you want?
I want your password fucking now. Yeah, okay. Get it right now.
Okay.
I want you to fucking type and put your credit card in fucking second. That's what I want. No fucking around anymore.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm done with this shit.
There's, you know, it's really funny. There's nothing I want to watch on, like, HBO at
I gave
all.
You all the fucking shows, and you haven't watched any of them.
Succession?
Have you watched any of the shows I recommended?
Game of Thrones.
Have you... Did I give you a list or no? Like, a little list? Maybe, like, 5 shows? Did I do that? Have you tried any of them?
No!
No! You haven't, have you?
No, I haven't.
So, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well... I don't know.
I just like to watch fucking Amazon Prime shows. Something with Terry.
I don't want to try anything
well,
else.
Well, you're on a heater today.
Dude, you fucking asked me for my fucking HBO. and I gave it to you, yeah. and now you don't fucking want it? You don't fucking want it? Why? Why do you betray me like this?
Well, okay, hold on.
Terry, you're breaking my heart.
No, I'm not.
My heart is breaking.
No. You just have a limp dick.
You don't need me.
I need you. I need you in my life.
I'm limping.
No. Oh, God. Look like you need to take a shit over there.
Oh, dude.
I heard the dump.
No.
I heard it, man. I was sitting... Hold on. We'll get back to this debate about me giving you a pat... Or me watching shows and shit. No, I was sitting here trying to figure out this mic issue. And, dude, I heard you in the bathroom. I heard a huge splash. Like, you took a huge dump. Like, it was like...
So, you think that's big, right?
That was huge, probably. It was probably a little small turd.
No, it's a lot. There's some good volume in there.
Oh, was there?
But you want to know the secret of it?
Hell yeah.
That was the third today of that size.
Damn!
Some days I poop like a little bit, and then like the following day I'll take like massive shits. So there multiple massive shits.
Oh, really?
So I woke up this morning, coffee, big ass shit.
Yeah.
Ran, breakfast, a second massive shit, and then showered, and then did some other shit, and then when you were here, third massive shit. It's weird, bro.
Dude,
now I feel empty as fuck.
So I was at
Drew's house.
No, I was at work. A couple days ago. Well, 2 days ago. This happened in succession. So
HBO Succession?
Yeah, sure. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched Westworld either. So, anyways. I was about to get off work and had to take my stomach started hurting. So I raced home to go take a shit because I have a shy butthole. It's hard for me to take shits at work. Anyways.
Hard or impossible?
And just, it doesn't feel right. I feel unclean after I take a shit at work.
Go on.
Okay. And then, so I get home. Like, it's one of the ones where it hurts so bad that if you, like, don't go to the toilet, like, ASAP, like, you're going to shit your pants.
Okay.
So, I'm in my room, taking off my jacket and everything. I'm like, oh, no, this ain't going to work. Well, I get to the part where I'm taking off my jacket, I take off my shoes, and then I go in there and then I drop a deuce. But it's not like a normal deuce. It's like the ones where it's like Machine Gun Kelly coming out of my asshole, and it's just fucking hitting the toilet. And it was a little spicy, so it hurt my ass. That was the first. That was that day. The second day, I'm at work. It's like 7 o'clock, right? I get off an hour and 30 minutes later, and my stomach starts to hurt. So I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't going to last. Like, I'm going to have to go home. And so, like, I asked my coworker, I was like, hey, man, can I go home? Like, there's nothing for me. Everything is done. I was like, there's nothing for me to do anymore. He's like, yeah, you can go home. I was like, all right, cool. Hit me with that voluntary time off. And he goes, all right, cool. So he beeps me, racing home. I get in my door to my house. I have to climb up like a set of 8 stairs.
Were you like hauling ass?
Oh, dude, I was running.
No, I mean like driving home.
Oh, I was hauling ass. And then I get to my house, open the door, get up the stairs. I get to my door. I take off one jacket because I'm wearing two jackets because it's cold. And I'm like, nope. So I just take that shit off, throw it on the ground, and I start taking off all my clothes, like, just in the hallway.
Why?
Going into the bathroom? Because I'm about to shit my pants.
Why would you take off your clothes before you shit your pants?
Well, I was taking off my pants.
Just pulling them down to shit.
I don't, like...
You took them all the way off?
I take them all the way off. Every time I shit in your house, I take, like, my pants off.
You're lying.
I'm not joking.
Wait. I don't believe you.
Story time.
Hold on.
And then once that happened, sat on the toilet, one little like, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking nuke came out of my asshole. It was a big kaplunker. Okay. To answer your question, ask me a question.
First of all, let me go back just to one other thing that I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Analyze this. I know it's rough for you. Don't make me laugh while I'm drinking.
Have you ever noticed that, like, how much we talk about shitting on this episode, on this podcast? It's a lot, right?
I mean, it's enough for people to laugh.
I feel like it's enough for people to get a little uncomfortable.
You think so?
Or just, like, concerned.
Why?
For how much we talk about it.
Well, if there's a doctor that is listening, and we know you are, you should probably send us a letter about our shits. Okay, what's your question, Mike? You look very concerned. Like, you're like ideally you look concerned for
Did
me.
Did you really take your pants off when you shat?
Yes.
At your house, you strip down?
Yeah, I do it every time I take a poop. when we were in Florida, same deal. Took off my pants.
Is this part?
I don't like to be restricted.
Is this partly why you don't shit in public? Because you don't want to have to take your pants off all the way in, like, a public restroom?
Probably.
So you never shit with your pants around your ankles?
I have.
But for the most part, your pants are off.
Most of my time, it's literally just me.
Do you keep your underwear around your ankles?
Nope, nothing.
I can't. This is so insane.
Really?
This is insane.
How is this insane? You're telling me that me taking off my pants and just sitting on a toilet with my t-shirt on is insane. How is it insane?
This can't be real. So, like, when you shit, everywhere you shit,
yeah,
you go into the bathroom.
Yep.
Close the door.
Yep. Sometimes lock it.
Take your pants off.
Yep.
Set them on the ground next to you.
Nope.
On the counter.
No, like, further away from me.
But they're in the bathroom with you.
They're in the bathroom with
you. You take them completely off.
Yep.
Do you fold them?
No, nope. Just on the ground.
You just put them on the ground, kind of by the door, maybe?
Yeah.
And then you take your underwear all the way off and set them on the pants?
No, it's like a continuous, like, thing. It just comes all off at once.
You take...
I'm so excited that you're baffled by this.
Wait.
So exciting for
me. You take your, like, you do the, like, keep the underwear in the pants type of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to be around you right now. You...
There's so much discomfort.
You are even more...
There's so much
this
discomfort.
This is like some shit that a five-year-old would do.
Why?
This is what kids do when they shit, Terry.
So? Also, kids take... hear me out on this. Also, there's grown-ass people that have, when they take a pee, their clothes go all the way down to their ankles while they're at the urinal. So when you walk into the right-hand side, you're seeing some white ass. What's so disgusting from that?
That is a different...
That's worse than me.
Well, first of all, that is also ridiculous and should not be done.
I'm so excited that you're baffled by this.
Have you always done this?
Yeah.
Why?
My entire life.
Why do you do this?
Like I said, I don't like to be restricted.
So...
Like, restrained. I don't like the restraint.
Do you ever, like...
Like, when I sit in a car, I don't sit, like, with my legs close to me. I sit wide stance so my balls don't get hurt. So when I take a shit, it's the same concept. Rip almost went off my nose, man. Wait, you're never... Hold on. Let me ask you a question. You're telling
me... Is this a common thing that people do?
It's probably might be, yeah.
Is this like as much of a controversy as standing or sitting and wiping? That whole controversy?
Is this like a new controversy that we just started?
Is this just something that I'm not aware of and it surprises me? Or is it truly an insane thing that you do?
It's not. So, I don't think that's insane.
Normally, like,
that's not insane.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Normally, like, for the most part, probably you're like in a house, right? So your shoes are already off. But what do you do, like, if your shoes are on?
Take them off.
Shoes off, then pants off and underwear off.
Yeah.
What's and do you, you put the shoes by the toilet there or by the counter? Or?
No, they just right by my shoes. So by my, like, pants or shorts or whatever I'm wearing, they're right next to them.
So you.
I got shit in socks, yes, if that's what you're asking.
You leave the socks on.
Sometimes I take them off.
Don't fuck with me.
I'm not joking with you, dude. I'm not.
See, sometimes, but not
next
always.
Next time I take a shit, I'll promise you this. Next time I take a shit, I'll send you a picture of where my shit is.
I don't want a picture.
I'm not joking.
But a lot of
times, in all honesty,
a lot of times you leave your socks on, though.
Yeah, recently.
Because they don't constrict you.
Yeah, they don't constrict
you. Yeah, and it's wintertime, so you want to stay warm.
Yeah, yeah. But during the summer, off.
Yeah. And so you like, you do this so that you can spread your legs really wide, or what? Well, why
like,
do you do this?
Well, I have a squatty potty, so I get a little like more wider, but yeah.
But why do you do it at other people's houses where you have no squatty potty?
Huh?
You said I do it because I have a squatty potty, and so I like to be like that.
Well, I do it at anybody's house that doesn't have a squatty potty either.
It's not squatty potty dependent.
No,
it's
no,
always.
No, no, no. It's always. Like,
so
at,
why?
At your house.
Yeah, so why
same
though?
Concept.
It's to spread as yeah, wide as
it's
you
just
can?
To, it's just to feel comfortable on the toilet.
To feel comfortable on the toilet.
But yeah, on the porcelain throne. The king of the crop. The pool of water. Dunkin' Donuts.
You clearly think this is normal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm more disturbed by. The fact that you do this or that you think it's normal. I'm not sure. Both are equally disturbing to me.
How is that disturbing?
Do you think this is something that with the internet
what's
would be
the,
like...
What's the same concept of like... What's the difference from taking your your pants off or having your clothes around your ankles? What's the difference? he's really going at it. He's really searching this.
Oh, here we go.
Like, what's the difference, Mike?
Okay, no, here we go.
No, tell me.
Why do some people just only pull down their pants when they are pooping rather than taking off the clothes completely? Here we go.
All right.
Most people don't undress completely for a bowel movement because it would be a waste of time. Most people are busy. That's where I'm coming from. I can't imagine a man in a business suit stripping for this. Me neither. Or but, a young mother
okay,
at
hold
home.
On, hold on,
shut
hold
the fuck
hold
up.
On,
I'm
hold
reading.
On, hold on. Hold on. This is all related just towards business. This has
no,
nothing to do with personal
this
life.
This is just the one example. There's multiple examples. This is simply a bodily function, not an event. I agree.
Oh, that's a event.
Also,
man.
If you were in a public bathroom, you would have to dress before you left the stall and before you'd washed your hands, so you might think that you're being sanitary by taking all your clothes off, but you're really not. Who the fuck takes off all... There's another comment here. This is from Luca Miller 1 year ago. Who the fuck takes off all clothes to take a shit unless it's before bedtime and it is before you take a shower or a bath? I agree with you, Luca. No one has the time for that. Not at home, especially not at work or when you need to take
what?
Some toilet time on the toilet at a cafe, bar, restaurant. I understand
well,
taking off a long shirt because the sleeves can be problematic.
Hold on.
I agree
hold
with
on.
That.
Hold on.
But
hold on.
Mostly,
hold on.
Shut
hold
the
on.
Fuck up.
Hold
people
on.
Would rather keep
hold
their
on,
clothes on
shit.
And just pull down the pants rather than being naked on the pot. Not even in kindergarten as a child at home or wherever I need to take my clothes off completely while pooping. That's weird, though.
Maybe I'm just an anomaly. But most of the time when I do take a shit... It's
why
like,
would
you
we
on,
take
on,
everything off?
On,
it's pooping,
hold on,
not showering.
Hold on.
So,
hold on.
So you
hold
are
on.
As crazy as I thought, I think.
I'm not that crazy!
Why would you need to take them completely off? Just asking. Am I missing something here? Nope, Larry, you're not. You've got it all figured out.
No, but most of the time when I do take my pants off, or like my shorts or whatever, it is when I'm taking a shower. Like, I take a shit and then I take a shower.
But it's not because of the shower.
No.
You would do it no matter what.
I would do it no matter what. I still do it. I don't give a fuck.
Here's the one from Dana. Does anyone poop their pants in bed?
Wait, are I these just it. Opinions?
No, this is like a
where's the fucking like
this is like a forum.
Where's it like an actual like survey? That's what you need to find. Not a fucking forum that's saying
here you go, New York Post. Why some men need to poop completely naked.
I don't completely naked.
But this is more close to what you're doing.
I don't believe that. I'm not naked. I have shit naked though.
February 13th, 2019. Okay, only a couple years old. Desperate for the toilet, Matt locks the bathroom door and begins taking off all his clothes, knowing as soon as he's naked, he'll be able to do his business. He's one of a growing number of men who say they need to remove all their clothes before emptying their bowels in order to fully enjoy the experience.
I don't remove
no,
all
shut
my
the,
clothes, though. Let,
but it's very similar to your perspective.
No, because I'm not taking off all my
it's
clothes.
It's more similar. This is an interesting point, though. I think it goes along with what your thought process is.
Okay,
it says,
go ahead.
He's one of the growing number of men who say they need to remove their clothes before emptying their bowels in order to fully enjoy the experience.
Hey!
It's an enjoyment thing.
Yeah, it's not like a fuck... It's Yeah, I guess. It's an
it
enjoyment
started,
of shit coming out of my
ass. It started
when
I was six over a fear that somehow my clothes would get covered in poop.
Maybe. That could be
That's
it.
A fear.
That could be
that
it.
That is unfounded. You will not get covered in poop.
That's not true.
I feel more free. This is you, Terry. Oh. I feel more free and comfortable when I'm naked. Clothes just make things hot and constricted.
Hey, he's my boy. What's his name?
I think Matt.
Shout out Matt.
But it's not just in the comfort of his own home that Matt gets naked before pooping. He, like thousands of others who have admitted the strange habit,
it's not that strange,
on social media, gets naked in the toilet at work, at his friend's house, and even in public bathrooms. Whenever I'm somewhere private, even at work, I get fully undressed for it and fold up my... Oh, this guy's a psychopath. He folds up his clothes.
Okay, hold on. If I do shit at work, the clothes are around my ankles.
Because the ground's dirty and you don't want to... All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm at my house or someone else's house or even your house, I take off my clothes. Just the lower half from torso down, from my waist down, not my fucking t-shirt.
Here you go.
Okay, continue.
Here's some feedback from a psychologist. So psychologist Dr. Stauffer Cruz believes that for some men, their need to get naked stems from childhood toilet experiences. He says some people may feel shame while on the toilet. It all stems back to their parents' reactions to them when they are potty training and how they felt at that time. They may have been told that poop and getting messy from it is shameful, so they may react by wanting to get rid of their clothes. It makes them feel less psychologically as well as physically restricted. One guy lays sheets of paper on the floor. Another naked toilet user tells us, pooping is always an event for me. I lay sheets of toilet paper on the ground. I take off all my clothes and balance each item on top of my shoes, then I do my business naked.
Those are a little bit more psychopathy.
Well, they're in your realm, though. More in your realm
than
mine.
I don't think that's weird.
Here you go.
Okay.
A 25-year-old weighs in, explains that removing his clothes enables him to have a wider stance and be more of an open position. It leaves less of a mess. Maybe that's partly where you're coming from. You like to be less constricted.
Yes.
When I try to poop with clothes on, I feel really awkward, kind of like if I left my coat on, and it makes me feel anxious.
Maybe.
I don't want any clothes touching me in those private moments.
But hear me out.
See,
it's like 90% of that, but the other 10% is that it's just from the waist down.
Right.
I don't get naked.
I get that.
But don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I have shit naked.
So it's a vibe, right? Because you're at home and you're about to take a shower or something. Yeah.
I just take off my t-shirt.
But it's just not normal.
It's normal.
No. See, that's the thing. So here, I think this gets to the root of it. You and I have fundamentally different life philosophies.
Maybe.
And I always think like there's a spectrum. It's like you're on one end of it, and maybe you're not, right? But for this example, you're on one end of it, and let's say Greg is on the other.
Yes.
I am so close to Greg in that spectrum. It's unreal. And I think this point gets to the heart of it. For you, pooping is an event.
Yeah.
And it's just not for people like me or my brother, right? Like, it's just not a big deal. I have to shit, I shit, I go, I move on. That's it. I can wipe with toilet paper and go out the rest of my day and not feel dirty.
Right? I feel dirty.
That's what I'm saying. It's different. Like, it's a philosophy thing. It's just not an event for me. If I have to shit, I wipe, I wash my hands, and I'm on with my day. And it's completely lost. Nothing is in my brain about it. It's over.
Yeah.
Whereas you, it's like, oh no, this is a thing that I have to really put some energy into. Like, I need to make
sure. There's a thought process.
Exactly. And I think that's the difference. And it's just, I didn't realize that there were people like that out there.
Well, now you know.
I assume that because you like don't feel comfortable shitting at other people's houses. No, I know you don't. I thought that that was just your fucking psychopathy. But it's deeper than that. And I didn't know that. But this is really it.
Wait.
This one person says, pooping is always an event for me.
Wait, hold on.
That's the difference.
Hold on.
Pooping is an event for you. And for me, it's just not.
It's just business.
It's just not.
It's just a normal part of your daily thing that you just take a shit and go on with
your day. It's just so forgettable. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
So wait. So out of the 10 plus years that you've known me.
Yeah.
You found something new about me that you never knew.
Correct. Wow,
that's pretty amazing.
That's a good article, actually.
That's pretty amazing, though. Most of those things could be correct, but like, I'm just gonna keep saying that I don't shit naked, and I'm not a psychopath. Wait, so you're telling me, like, when you go take a shit, you're like, even at home, right? Like, you just pants down by your ankles and shit.
Like every other normal human, yes.
Like, do you feel restricted when you wipe your ass?
No.
Really?
because my pants are down, so I can open my legs very wide.
How can you open your pants very wide when they're restricting?
Do you want, me to show you?
I mean, if you want me. Not now. No, don't do it now. Oh, God. Here we go. Mike is...
I would take the vest off, because that's a little...
Mike's taking his vest off. Okay, yep, all right. That's... Really?
No problem.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You can't open them wider than this with the pants off.
No, it's not... It's not. It's the stance.
You stick your feet out like this.
Yeah, mine are like this. Like I'm wide. Like...
You need to go wider than this.
Hold on. Bring the mic towards you. Like, grab the mic and like you can like grab it from it.
You need.
Yes. Yeah, so bring the thing to closer. There you go.
You need your feet wider than this.
Yeah, I'm sitting like I'm sitting like this. Like, I'm sitting hella wide.
It is not that much more.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God.
By the way, folks, Mike's in his pants. Yeah, but when I get down, it's just everything's off.
Oh, we've established that, son.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, do you... Whoa, that's queered. Oh, that's not queered. Queered? Is that a new word I just made up? Queered. Dude, you are so baffled. That is amazing that I can make you that. Is it uneasy for you?
No.
Or is it just weird that I do that? Like, hold on here. Okay. I do some weird shit. That is weird. I'll give you that. But what you do out there next to your coffee table, that's fucking weird.
Clip my nails?
And leave it there.
Why is that weird?
That's weird as fuck.
I clean it up every once in a while.
Every once in a while?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Not cleaning it up every time, you mean?
Like, just clean it up.
Yeah, I get lazy. You know, it's... I would describe it as not, like... I'm not...
Dude.
I'm not, like, weird, gross shit or different shit. I'm not easily surprised. It's just, like, oh, I didn't know that. And it's weird. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know that was even a thing. I had never heard of it. And it's not that I'm like, oh my God, that's so weird and disgusting or what. I don't give a fuck. It's just like, oh, that's new. I didn't know that.
It's just interesting.
It's interesting. And it's like, oh, apparently you
yes
do this,
yeah.
Which I didn't know was a thing.
On a daily.
And you're not the only one.
I'm happy that
that's
I'm
what I've learned.
God bless to the people that take their clothes off.
But like
when they
this
shit.
Guy, this psychiatrist said, they say it stems from childhood experiences. That's what the psychiatrist person said.
I wouldn't know. I don't remember anything from my childhood.
It's subliminal. You don't remember it. It's baked into your psyche.
I don't remember anything. There's only like a handful of things I remember. Like when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
I remember like I was at a tennis court. I was riding my bike, and I thought there was no net, but I thought the poles that hold the net. Was it drive-through? Window? Yeah, I was like ordering something. And then I was going really fast, and I was going way too hot. Cut the corner too fast. I'm fucking just drilled.
What are you talking about?
The pole. So you know the poles?
Yeah.
That hold the net for a tennis court.
Okay.
I was riding my bike in there.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was watching me
mm-hmm.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I would come around the circle, I would stop at the pole, one of the poles, and act like it was a drive-through window.
Why?
I'm a fucking kid. Okay?
That's kind of random.
Yeah.
Where is this going?
You're also sheltered, so shut the fuck up. I have an imagination.
Wait.
You're sheltered. You're a piece of shit. You don't know fucking anything.
Because I didn't treat a fucking tennis pole as a drive-thru window, I'm sheltered?
No, you just have no imagination, you fuck.
We've been over this, that I'm not creative.
But we know.
That doesn't mean I don't have an imagination.
Do you have an imagination?
I imagine it. I imagination all kinds of shit.
But, you see, I went around, I was going way too fast, didn't hit the brakes, so I just plowed right into the fucking pole.
Uh-huh.
It was fun.
Nice. That's what you remember from your childhood?
And then I remember tripping and falling into a rock. And getting stitches on the back of my head.
You don't have to ring off everything you remember about your
what
childhood.
What else? I remember jumping from a couch to another couch, but there's a coffee table in the middle, and I have hit the coffee table with my
mm-hmm.
had stitches there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the scissors up here somewhere. Mm. I remember cutting my bridge of my nose at a grocery store. I was told that I was doing like a limbo thing, you know, with the, you know, when they closed the check thing, they had the little like spring thing. I was doing like the limbo. I was doing limbo underneath it, and then I tripped, and then I ate shit. Mm-hmm. What else?
You're just listing all your like injuries, not experiences. They're all injuries.
Oh, I remember there was a 1 year where it snowed a lot, and all the kids got together, and we had a big ass snowball fight. Mm-hmm. It sprawled out from like two cul-de-sacs, but they were both up hills.
Cool.
But you can cross into each other, and we play capture the flag.
Nice.
It was fun.
Cool.
I remember 4th of July, you know, the Saturns, the ones with like, it goes pew, 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 you know, like little squeaky thingies.
Sure.
I remember those ones. They had like a brick of like 120 shots or whatever my stepbrother did.
Yeah.
But we're on a slanted hill. So what happened was is they put it down and then he lit it, but then it tipped towards the house. Mm-hmm. And so it was shooting rockets at the house. And I remember, like, just running as fast as I can towards a bush. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Cool.
That was like, I felt like I was in war.
It's like post-traumatic stress.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, it was like, pew, 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 pew. And I was like, whoo, whoo. He was like, whoo, whoo, whoo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That was fun. I felt it was like slow motion, too. But also when that was happening, my mom was on, like, a porch that went into the house. Mm-hmm. She was sitting on, like, the step. Like the lower step, and it flipped and it started shooting, and then she slipped and ate shit, and then she got into the house. It was funny as hell while I was running.
Damn.
I missed that house. I'd buy that house.
Sounds like violence.
What else? I remember playing paintball in the backside of my my house with my brother and my stepbrother.
You played like paintball in your backyard.
Yeah, it was fucking dope. Like, dude, I was supposed to say, man.
That's some like close range shit.
Dude, it was fun. But there's like this house. I think I've already told the story, but I'll reiterate it again. But there's a doggy house. A doggy house is just it was like a kind of like a shorter manufactured house. But my stepbrother lived back there because there was no room inside the house.
That's too bad.
But he was also like, I think he's like 3 years older than me.
Was he a degen?
Yes, very much so. But the paintball guns that we had were the like shotgun style. It wasn't like the Beretta like speedball.
It wasn't a speedball. A Tippmann 45.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
I used to play paintball behind in the woods behind Stephen Worley's house. Behind Steven and Elmore's house, and then like on the other side of the woods was like the Bo's house.
Okay.
And they had like a paintball course back there, and I played paintball back there. But I think maybe there was only one that was that style, one gun that had this, and I always fucked everybody up.
Yeah, it was like a speedball.
Everything else
gun
is like a pistol you had to cock, or like a other thing you had to cock it every time you wanted to shoot one bullet, which is bullshit.
So the doghouse is towards the fence of the house. Or the fence of the yard. The yard fence? Fence of the yard? Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Okay? Anyways. There's like a little other side of it that he's shooting from, but we're on like a... It's really hard to explain. Like, we're on a side of a house. So this is the side of the house right here, this hand. Mm-hmm. He's over here, and we're sitting at the side of the house. He's shooting us, but he can't hit us, and I can't hit him. So his dumbass thought it was a great idea to run across the yard to the other side of the doggy house, which has a little gap that you can have a corner and you can shoot from. Mm-hmm. But while he's doing that, he comes across. You only get one shot, so you're fucked after that. Mm-hmm. So he shoots, hits me in the thigh. And then I turn around and I shoot him with mine. I shoot him in the back while he's running. He goes, ah! Right? Just hands up, like dead center in the back. Hits the fucking fence and breaks the shit out of it. And then we had to explain to our parents how the...
How big of a yard was this?
It was like a...
Doesn't sound like it was like big enough to.
It was like if
actually,
I
actually like
if I would have to say from like from here, from this wall
mm-hmm.
to probably the front of your
yard,
like your the end of your porch out front.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
Holy shit! You guys didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, but it's fun. Also, remember my
this one, this style was what we what they had with the hopper, and then you go. Da-da-da.
Also, I had a cat. His name was Little Bit. He climbed a tree, and then he was up at the top of the tree because we couldn't get him down
because mm-hmm.
he didn't want to climb down because he's a little bitch. So he was up there for 2 days, and then we had some guy climb the tree,
mm-hmm.
cut the tree, like he topped the tree.
And oh, Tippmann 98.
And then he fell down.
He was a Tippmann 98.
He was a cool cat.
Yeah, this was like this style. Tippmann 98.
Was it Tippmann?
Yeah, I think it was a Tippmann. It looked just like this, yeah.
But it didn't have like the back. But it didn't have like the longer trigger, so you can do
oh,
two
no,
fingers.
Oh, no, it did. The trigger didn't look like this. It was more like had two little flat spots so you could fiddle your fingers.
Yeah, you just go. Yeah. Blah, 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 and yeah. Just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I really want to get?
Uh-huh.
And I think I might buy it, and I don't know if I want to yet. Uh-huh. But you ever heard of gel blasters?
Didn't we talk about this last week or the week before?
Did we? I think we did.
We talked about like, different types of ammo for different things.
It's like paintball, but not. It's like Orbeez. You know what Orbeez are?
Yeah, Orbeez. We were talking about this.
Yeah, I think we already did.
Yeah.
Oh, this just got me on topic.
We literally talked about it.
That'd be so fucking cool to have, dude. If I buy two,
yeah, but for what?
Shoot you. Duh.
Just to like fuck around in the backyard.
No, just like when I come in, just shoot you while you're sitting there. You know how funny it would be just to walk in and just shoot you?
I don't think that'd be funny.
I think it would.
Well, get fucked, bitch.
What happens if I gave you one and I had one? So when I walk in, you would shoot me and then I would shoot you.
I don't think this makes a lot of sense.
How would that not make sense?
This sounds like a fucking...
Just imagine, D-gen. I walk through the garage. I take my shoes off. And then I walk through the door. I turn the corner and I just have a barrel of a gel blaster gun point at me and you just fucking unload on me. And then while that's happening, I take cover from the corner. I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm dying. And then I'm like, oh, one last hurrah. And then I jump across and then I land on while I'm jumping, I'm shooting you. I'm like doing like a dolphin dive across the living room. Just fucking unloading, and
no,
then
these are gonna fuck up my house.
Then you're shooting me. I'm like, ah, I'm dying. And then you're like, ah, you didn't hit me, bitch. And then like, and then I just die over there, and it's on the ground, just laying there, just dead.
You have very interesting.
See,
ideas.
I have an imagination. You don't. You
no,
a bitch.
You just describe some fucking weird ass fucking
what
engagement?
Yeah,
a
gel blaster engagement.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No, not in the house.
Okay, what if it's outside the house? What if you took your bike out, right?
I'm riding down the street.
You just disappear.
Motorcycle or pedal bike, you mean?
Your pedal bike.
Yeah, yeah.
You're out and about. You have your gel blaster gun set in stone in your side pocket,
mm-hmm.
right?
Set in stone.
Right?
In the side pocket.
And then you're just roaming around. And then
ready to rock.
And then you see my car. I don't see you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just, and then you like, you kind of hide a little bit because you know, because I back up, so you don't want me to see you.
Oh, I know you're at my house, but
yeah.
You don't know that I'm coming back
correct.
In. Yet.
And so what you do is you sneak up to, from the pink house to your the right of your house,
mm-hmm.
you sneak through,
mm-hmm.
or you just whip it through with your bike,
mm-hmm.
and you see me over there, and you just start creeping, and you start fucking just.
Are you like getting out of your car and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I turn around. I'm like, oh, I'm under fire. And then I grab my gun from the back door.
You take cover behind your car.
I take cover. And then we just started having a battle.
Yeah.
Would that be dope?
I don't want to do that.
You know how fun that would be?
No.
Dude, I think you would have a lot of fun.
Why would that be fun for you?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude.
Why do you want to do that?
How exciting would that be, getting out of a car? Just be like, oh, shit, I'm getting shot at.
Oh, I don't think that's exciting at all. I think that's terrifying.
Well, by Zorbies?
Well, it's a very, you know... It brings on themes of like, I'm getting shot at. That's not fun, is it?
But we're not getting shot at by...
Yeah, but how would you know at first? You'd be like, oh, shit.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be loud.
Yeah, but
it'd
be like...
it would sound like an electric spring going back.
No, but when they hit the car and you
it'd be like,
and...
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a lot.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I don't want to do that.
It'd be okay. I'd be okay with it. My car needs to be washed anyway, so it might just put...
Do like stain?
Maybe.
Just get like a clear color.
No, well, they're just no color. They're just water. That's all it is.
Oh.
It's like tapioca balls.
Oh. Do they hurt?
I don't know. I haven't shot one yet.
Get it and try.
Well, I'm gonna. If I buy a 2-pack, I'm gonna give you one.
I don't want it.
No, you're gonna have one. There's no doubt about this.
Do you have to wear like a mask, like paintball, or?
Yeah, just cover your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, just cover your eyes.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they come with a set of
mask or something to cover the
like
face.
Like you know those like you know those goggles? Things, the safety glasses they have to wear when you are on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that.
Just safety glasses?
Just safety glasses.
I would want something that would like cover like my mouth too.
You want like a
like
fucking
a plastic
you want
shield
a,
thing?
You want a COVID face mask?
Yeah. No, not a no, like more like a paintball, like a hard mask that like protects
Dude,
your
it's
face.
It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to be like a paintball where you can freeze them and shoot them at you, and it hurts.
I don't know that. How am I supposed to know that?
They're just like tapioca balls. You know those like, you know, like boba tea?
Yeah.
It's like that. That's like those balls. Hey. Hey.
Yeah, what?
Get off your phone.
Hey. Hey.
Second class.
Hey.
Cut that shit out.
Get off your phone.
I'm confiscating. I'm going to take that shit.
I'm going to take that shit from you.
Mike. Fucking cut that shit out. Next time, your phone's mine. I'm dying. Help me.
I am dying a little bit. You know, the only downfall about having a cough is when I was younger.
The only downfall? There's only one?
Yeah. Is I lose my voice. You know when like you cough too loud and like it hurts your vocal strings?
Don't cough too loud. I don't want to go all the way to fucking...
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
I know you don't.
It's just for a 30-minute like thing.
That sounds so pointless.
Well, that's because they want to do it for Christmas.
That's also pointless.
I agree.
Is it for like a Merry Christmas postcard?
Well, no. It's for like, it's like, hey, we're going to take pictures of everybody as part of a Christmas present. And I'm like, present for who?
For this, me?
For like,
I don't need a fucking picture exactly. of like you guys. Well, I know who you look like.
The whole thing is like. It's like, let's take pictures of the family. Like, we'll do a Christmas present thing for everybody. And it's like, I don't want pictures.
Like, how shitty would that be as a like a Christmas present? You just be like,
it's for them.
Yeah, no. It's just like, hey, I got you a Christmas present. What is it?
Yeah, it's like, you have to
and
drive.
And then it's just like a card.
You have to drive to get your picture taken for me.
Yo, you know how funny it would be? Be like, if you said, hey, I don't want to go. And then I'm like, here, I'll just replace you. And then I show up, and you never show up.
You just wear my clothes.
I just wear your clothes. I like take your car. Yeah. You borrow mine for a while, because it's going to be a while, because I'll bring it back. But, yeah. How funny would that be? Like, I just show up in your clothes, in your car. And they're like, oh, they're like, Mike's here. And I get out of the car. You ain't getting Mike. You got me.
Take it or leave it, bitch.
Hey, Greg. Stand next to you, bud.
Yeah,
that's gonna suck.
Well, I just gotta go there, and then it's just so—it's like all the way past Greg's
Dude,
house.
I know where
it's
it
way,
is.
It's fucking,
I know where it is.
The farthest you can go, basically, into that fucking town.
Yes.
And then I gotta go all the way back.
Well, are you just gonna, are you gonna hang out?
No, I have to work tomorrow.
Wait, so you're telling me that you're gonna go down there for it's like a 45-minute drive?
Yes.
For 30 minutes.
That's how long the photographer is going to be there.
And then 45 minutes back.
Yeah.
It might be an hour because you might mingle a little bit.
I have to. This is the time that the photographer had open.
Oh my God.
But I'm not going to like stay there because I have to work tomorrow.
Just get Gunny.
I'm sorry?
Get Gunny.
What?
Gunther.
Get Gunther?
Get Gunther.
Get him for what?
The photos.
Today at 3 p.m.?
Maybe.
Think that's going to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to take photos together?
No. But anyway, I have to go all the way down there.
Dude,
pictures
you know what we should
back.
Do is next year, we should do Christmas photos and we'll send it to our friends.
I don't want to.
Me and you.
I don't like I don't like being in pictures.
I have an idea.
And people always post them all over the internet and shit.
I have my idea.
Uh-huh.
Want to hear my idea?
Not really, but go ahead.
Here we go. We take 12 different pictures.
And the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Yeah.
5 golden rings. 4 fucking bitches.
Calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pirate ship. No, this is what we do. We take 12 pictures. They can be sexual or not sexual. And then we turn them into a calendar.
Oh, I see.
And we give it to our friends. Ah! It'll be the 12 months of Mike and Terry.
Are we both in every picture together?
Oh, yeah. Every.
Hmm.
And then on, like, in the calendar, I'll have our birthday days.
That's gay.
Which is only 1 month because we're both.
It'll say Mike's birthday, Terry's birthday.
No, it will just have pictures of, like, our faces on those days, but just really, like, inappropriate or like just like smirky faces.
It'll be, we'll take a picture together just wearing Santa hats and we're both naked, and then our bodies are blurred out in the picture but our faces are there, but you can tell we're naked.
That would be number 12.
Oh, the Christmas one?
Yeah, the Christmas one would be, it would be us wearing us. No. It would be Santa hats downstairs. And then it would blur out our faces.
No.
Oh, no, like a face swap.
No.
Or just naked.
It would just be like us laying on a rug, naked.
Bye, bye.
But it would blur out our bodies, but you could tell we're naked, and then it'd be our faces and only non-blurred in our Santa hats. You could tell that it was Merry Christmas.
That'd be so funny.
That's trolly as shit.
You want to do that?
We have to be oiled up, though. Dude, it took you like a half second to register that.
Dude, that would be so much fun.
To get oiled up?
Yeah.
That's gay.
Would we rub oil on each other, or would we just lather ourselves up? Wait, why would we oil each other up? Like, we're fucking just going to get blurred out anyways.
I don't know. You're like, you can't see it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
No. Dude, I don't want to do this.
Do we want to do it? It's only 12 pictures.
I don't like taking pictures. I don't even want to go today.
I know you don't. But you know how funny it would be to send our friends a calendar and it's just us two?
Naked?
Whoa.
You said sexual.
No. What we should do is, I have an idea. So the first month would just be us fully clothed and just like progressively start moving like clothing off.
Ah.
And so the last
ends with the naked Santa hat.
And it ends with the naked Santa hat.
I like it.
You like that?
This is a wild idea. It's bold, I must say.
Yeah, just to our friends, not like our parents or anything like that, because that would be really weird.
It'd be weird no matter what.
Well, I think they would probably skip ahead and see what they're getting into. I'm pretty sure. So they'll definitely see the last one first.
They just look through them all.
Or we could just go backwards. We can take the first January would be us naked with Santa hats on, and then we'd slowly put clothes back on.
Eh.
I like the other way. I like the latter.
Yeah. The former, you mean?
Huh?
The former, you mean?
Former?
You said the latter. No, it's the former.
What does that mean? Wait.
There's two choices.
Yeah.
And you preferred the former, but you said, I'll take the latter.
What's,
not understanding what those words mean.
No. What's the latter mean?
The second one.
Oh.
And the former means the first one.
What?
Yeah.
I'll take the latter. I want to climb the ladder. Oh, God. You know, I'm sick and tired of people like
disrespect my whole family.
Yeah. You know, I'm sick and tired of
people disrespecting
you. Did you just rip ass?
No.
What was that noise?
I banged on the chair.
Oh, gotcha. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Man, you fucked me.
Welcome to the club, bitch.
Welcome to the club, bitch. You fucked
me. Welcome to the jungle.
Hey.
Oh, we got fun and games.
Yay.
Should the name of the episode be Pants Off During Bowel Movements or Welcome to the Jungle?
How about...
Welcome to the jungle.
Hey.
We get fun and games.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be... I think... Dude, I could definitely be a hype man. I'd be so good at it.
Yeah.
It'd just be like... It's just like music. Yeah.
Put those arms. Yeah. Put those arms. Hey. Chicken, chicken. No. Chicken, chicken. Ha. Ha, ha. Yeah.
I picked like hard there.
That's okay.
Check out, check out. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, 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 yeah. Take their clothes off. What?
But you just play the whistle. Like Terry Crews in that fucking movie. What's that movie called?
White Chicks?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It is. Where he's in the club. Yeah, he's in the club dancing with the whistle and he's like got his shirt on.
Yo, pull it up. Can you pull it up?
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny.
Let me pull it up here first.
No, but... No, I had an idea for an actual, like... What's the word I'm looking for? You got to put it on the TV because I can't see it.
I was just putting it in my YouTube history so I could pull it up off of the history.
No, I have a idea.
This is it, right?
Okay. I love this movie. You know what's so funny about this? You know what's so funny about this movie is how is it, like, obviously you can't do this anymore.
And then he wakes up next to a dude.
And no, but the white chick is not even white.
Yeah, it's a black guy. You can
totally tell it's a black dude.
It's a black dude. That's a wild movie.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
What was the thing? I said he had a lumpy butt. Oh, I said she had a lumpy butt, and then she yelled at me, and I pissed my pants. And I'm still in that piss, or my pissed pants. That's funny shit. No.
It's wild.
So I have I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey. I'm 10 years old, and I can fuck your shit up or something. I don't remember what he said. What did he say?
Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Tell the dick next. Yeah,
one of the kids says, Chip, I'm gonna fuck you up, or I'm gonna fuck your ass up, or something like that.
He's like, Chip, I'm gonna fucking scissor kick you.
Chip, I'm gonna beat your ass.
I'm 10 years old and I can still kick your ass.
Yeah, well, Chip's kind of old.
I threw his war medals in the river.
That's fucked up.
I'm
all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's a wild movie.
Imagine this.
Picture this. I'm a bag of dips. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will fuck a baby bat. What?
Okay. Imagine this. So instead of having our logo that we have now.
Which is basically non-existent.
Exactly. So let's say T.
Are we talking business?
Yeah, we're talking business now.
Is this business?
This is business.
Business?
Ready? Business.
Business?
Business. Okay, business.
Business.
So imagine on the screen. Right? It would say T-N-A.
T what? T-N-A? Tits and ass?
Tits and ass? No, so it would say T-N-A, because there's no audience. That's the abbreviation.
I understand what it means.
But underneath it, we would look like a fucking, like, you know those lawsuit things? They're like their logos. So, like, T would be there, and then it would say theirs, but off to the side or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my head. It's really hard to describe. I gotta draw it.
I gotta draw it.
Yeah. But that would be really cool, right?
Yeah, do it.
Like a shadow, kind of like the Sopranos, or like the Mafia.
The Mafia.
Or no, not Sopranos. I'm thinking of Godfather. Mm-hmm. You know how like where you have the like letters, like it's like. It's like a shadow or something.
Like the poster for the movie, you mean?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. I could be thinking of something way different.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Yo, pull it up, young Mike.
Young Jamie.
No, not like that.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking.
The Godfather.
But it would be like... So imagine those, like, those letters, kind of, but, like, it drags out. Like, it zooms out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like, it goes out to the distance.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of something to type.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know. I do what you're talking about.
Yeah, like that, but that would be our logo, but it would say there's no audience.
Okay. That's possible.
I lost my cousins. But then they'll know I have a podcast. And that'd be bad. Would it be though?
You don't want them to listen to?
No, they can listen. I don't give a crap.
Top 30 podcast logos and cover art designs.
I love my family.
The Outpost, The Lucky Few.
I thought I said Lucky Sausage.
Life Sausage.
But like something like along those lines or something.
Along what lines?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't.
One of these or the other thing you're talking about?
That's cool. I thought it said...
Podcastical?
I thought it said pod testicles. Gentlemen.
You can't pronounce that word, can
no,
you?
No, I can't.
Derelict.
Yeah. Flipping real estate like pros with Greg Simmons. Oh.
Simpson.
My bad.
AlphaCast.
Charleston Biz Buzz.
Welcome back to the AlphaCast.
Yo, welcome back to Charleston Biz Buzz.
Welcome back to OG Pod.
Welcome to...
Are these like... I think these are just not real podcasts, right? They're just
you never
something
know.
Someone came up with.
You never know.
The NYC podcast.
Kind of like that.
The Stoop?
No, the NYC podcast.
Yeah.
But would they have like...
I know what you're talking about.
Should we have like a something like that?
Yeah.
Isn't there places that we can just have people like make shit for like $5?
Fiverr.com.
Want to go there?
I don't want to go there.
You want to make one?
The NYC podcast.
Work
you
with
this? Want to work with this designer?
Oh, yeah. Let's work with them.
We're on Design Crowd.
We'll work with them.
I'd like to work with you.
Can I work with you?
No.
Oh, I don't want to let's go. Fuck you.
You got to give them your shit.
Nah. We ain't doing
logo
that.
Logo design starting at $110.
God damn, bruh.
To pay $110.
I'm not paying $110. Just ask some like kid to do it for like $5. Probably a better drawing than what we got right now. It's literally my shitty handwriting.
You just wrote words.
I just literally wrote the words.
I actually think it kind of is charming.
Dude, we can make t-shirts.
With that, your original...
Yeah, we'll just throw it on a black t-shirt.
Handwritten thing.
Yeah, that'd be like the OG...
Just straight green. Black out the white background and just green because the letters in green.
Oh, yeah, we could just do that.
Just green on black.
Yeah, we'll just black out the...
Green on black.
Hey.
Black on green.
Hey.
Green on black.
What?
Black on gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the white background would look... Oh, this would look cooler if it was like a black background.
I mean, we can make it that
and
way.
And like a really like neon green. Ooh.
You want to make a t-shirt?
I no.
Sell it to the peeps?
Just change the logo.
No.
I don't want a t-shirt.
Yeah, let's make a t-shirt. You know you want to rep it?
I don't.
Son, you know you want to rep your shit?
Yeah, I think like...
No, you want to rep it.
I think we
still
need
rep it real good.
I think we need to be like a black, darker background with wording that's in like a lighter color. I think that looks cooler.
What the fuck do you want me to do? Use fucking
I'm just
Microsoft Paint or some
I'm
shit?
I'm just brainstorming
oh,
here.
Oh, we brainstorming business? Is this business?
Well, I can just like
hey,
use a fucking thing on my iPad.
Is this business?
Oh, you know we're talking business.
Oh, okay.
We already established that.
Okay, business.
Business.
All right, we're talking business. What are we talking?
Business.
Wait,
what time do I have to be there? 12:30? 2:30?
No, you got to be there at 2:30. You got to leave by at least...
1:45.
Yeah, that's the latest.
1:45.
Why is that a thing? When I come up here, it's like 36 minutes, but when I leave your house, it's 45.
Longer. Is it?
Like, what the fuck is that?
Well, it's just...
How's life?
It's the amount of people on the road has increased.
Nah.
I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Waze tells me that there's more people out on the road than there is now?
I don't care what Waze says. I'm just telling you that's the reality.
Do you use Waze? No, because you use Apple Maps where they take you to the turn and then make you go into the woods or some shit like that.
I don't.
Yeah!
You're fucking jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm fucking lit. Dude, Red Bull.
Can you not... Every time you pop, you go... La, ha, ha. You're very loud and it's going to hurt my ears when I listen to this back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just chill out.
Yo, Red Bull.
Sponsor me, baby.
I got this fucking yellow edition. It's my favorite one. And if you don't like it, then you can go fuck
what
yourself.
What flavor is yellow?
Tropical.
But what does that mean?
I just
like
farted.
Pineapple and shit?
It's fruity.
But like what fruits? Tropical fruits?
Guava. Pineapple.
Does it say what it like? What fruits or just it just says tropical?
Tropical.
We got some wood resin in there.
Wood resin?
Yeah,
that's strange.
It's like glycicle. Is it glycicle?
Don't try to read.
Okay, ester of the wood resin.
Ester of the wood resin. That doesn't sound good.
Rosin?
I don't know
either.
Is it R E or R
R-O.
Oh, that's not resin.
Rosin?
Wait, rosin? How do you spell it? R-O what?
S- R-O-S-I-N. Rosin?
Rosin, rosin. Yeah, I don't know what that word is.
It doesn't tell you what flavor.
No, like, flavors in the ingredients?
No.
Just tropical?
Tropical!
But it says it's not recommended for children.
Well, that's
cool. Me.
Yeah.
Pregnant or nursing better women not drink or
because you're a child, especially
see.
How you shit.
That's Mike. He is pregnant and sensitive to caffeine.
How you shit is childish.
How you take it in the ass. What?
See, that's why this podcast is not family friendly, because we, as soon as we, like, try to, like, go... Well, actually, no. We spent this whole podcast being degenerates, but if
like, we talked about, like, 45 minutes
know,
of
I
me
know,
taking
I know,
a shit,
I know,
taking my pants off.
I know. I was like, you know, like, the moment I think we can, like, have a nice family-friendly podcast is like, no, there's no way.
Why do you want a family-friendly podcast?
I don't. I'm just saying, like, if we thought we wanted to, it would never work.
We could. We would have to be really good at it.
No, we would fuck it up.
Yeah, we would have to bleep out everything, mostly.
Or just, like, be very conscious about not saying bad shit.
You know what we should do is...
What would we talk about?
I don't know.
Like, sunshine and rainbows?
Maybe. Coloring crayons?
Coloring crayons. Crayola!
You know, do you remember those, like, felt, like, marker thingies? Where it tells you, like, one is red, two is green, and you just color it in, and it makes, like, a pretty thing?
Oh, the paper was, like, felt feeling?
Yeah.
The black had a felt feeling,
like,
and then you colored in the white?
You
colored
in the white?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those shit were bomb.
That was some kid shit.
That was what I did.
Hell yeah, brother.
I also like gel pens.
What's a gel pen?
A gel pen?
A gel pin?
A
or
pen.
Oh, gel pen.
Pen.
You said, like, P-I-N.
Yeah, pen.
Gel pen.
Gel pen.
Gel pen?
Like Geppetto.
Japan.
Geppetto? Is it Geppetto? Geppetto.
Geppetto?
I'm gonna
Isn't
make...
that Pinocchio?
No, that's... No, Pinocchio is Pinocchio.
No,
Geppetto
is
the dude
dad.
That made...
The maker?
Yeah, the maker of...
The dad?
Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy. I'm a real boy. Is that what he says?
He also has wood. Lots of wood.
The maker or the Pinocchio
Both.
Guy?
Both.
Ooh.
If you know what I'm saying.
That's sexual.
You know what I'm saying? His nose extends. That
like,
means, does that
like
mean
a
he, has
wiener?
A, he has a big nose?
Like a bone?
Like a
big boner?
He has a big wood. Do you think he wakes up with morning wood?
Depends.
Can you just imagine, like, being Pinocchio, and then you just wake
no,
up?
No, I cannot
and
imagine
And then you
that.
Just have, like, a huge, your nose is just huge.
But he only gets longer when he lies, and
Do
he's
you
not
think,
lying when he sleeps.
Yeah, but how does he take poops and pees?
I don't think he has a bowel tract.
Can you just
I think
imagine?
He's just made out of wood.
Like, he pees out, like, sap, and then he poops out, like, little, like, bark pieces.
No, he doesn't eat, so there's no poop or pee. Not until he becomes a real boy. But once he's a real boy, he poops and pees normal.
You think?
Yeah, because he becomes a real boy.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
It's like he's made out of wood, so nothing happens, and then he becomes a real
Wait,
boy.
Wait, is that the one with the whale?
I believe it is. I believe
is
it is.
Is it the one with the whale?
I think so, right?
I think there's
is
a part
a
of the whale
story?
In there.
Pinocchio story.
Whale. Hit it, young Mike.
Part.
Isn't there like a whale scene in there where he gets like.
Oh, yeah. Geppetto, his father, is swallowed by a giant whale while searching for Pinocchio. When Pinocchio hears of this news, he travels deep into the ocean and finds the whale that swallowed Geppetto. He makes his way into the whale and reunites with his father. They build a huge fire, causing the whale to sneeze. They are then blasted ashore and left to start their lives over together.
Interesting.
I forgot that that's what the story was about.
That he lost his dad?
Well, his dad looked for him, got eaten by a whale. Then he figures it out and goes out, meets up with his dad in the whale, and they get out. And that's the whole thing. I completely forgot that was
Disney,
what Pinocchio was
Disney
about.
Disney movies are really, like,
they're pretty
back,
wild, right?
The back then, Disney movies are really
oh, yeah.
weird.
I remember the scene. They're in the whale, making the little camp in there.
The real question is, how does he get all that shit in there?
I know. It's probably just random shit the whale had swallowed over the years, and he built shit out of it. That's
but
like,
wouldn't you
he's
think,
got a little lamp in there, though.
But wouldn't you think he would die?
Yeah. I do.
Especially if he had a lamp in there and they made a fire, right? He has a lamp that is fire.
Well, that's what he's saying. They made a fire, which made the whale sneeze, which is how they got out.
I didn't know a whale sneeze. Did you have something delivered?
No, I heard a bang. Sorry, my neighbor.
Are you sure?
He was working on a truck yesterday.
See what happens when... See, if we had gel blasters, we can, like...
I heard, or not heard,
we
but...
We can, like, have our guns out.
The neighbor guy with the big silver truck over there
uh-huh.
was back yesterday, not the other day.
They...
No, I think he just was bringing the kid back or something.
Do they have a kid together or something? Noise.
No, I don't think it's their kid, but... And I saw he had plates on his truck that said Idaho now, so maybe he lives in Idaho.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's far away from this place.
Yeah.
But...
He was, like, washing his truck.
Are we talking business?
Business?
Yeah, we want to talk business.
Okay.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Business. Business. But you like my idea for that, though?
For
the,
that?
The logo?
With the letters?
Yeah.
Sure. I think we could make our own thing pretty easily.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want to try it?
Just whip out. What's the app called on my iPad?
Paint?
No, not Paint. There's a one that's stock on the...
Magical...
No, is there like a built-in app that Apple gives you on an iPad?
I got it. Ready?
I'm good.
Fuck. I can't.
Don't breathe in the fucking thing.
It's like...
You're a fucking... That's like what a mouth breather does.
See? Random man... Fuck!
Right, you almost went a whole episode without stroking out.
Mannerisms that you don't know you do.
Aneurysms.
Mannerisms.
I've got aneurysms.
No, aneurysms, you fuck. I'm going to fucking... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you... But I'll put you in a triangle.
I'm going to put you in a triangle.
You know what a triangle is?
I'm going to stick your head in my butt.
No, that's not what it is.
I'm going to fart in your face.
Maybe.
I'm going to poop.
Eventually.
With my pants off on your face.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna take a picture of me taking a shit for you
at your house.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say, Mike.
Wait,
what? You got anything?
Is that match over?
You got anything?
I thought it starts at noon.
Yeah, it said victory.
They beat FaZe?
Day of the beat FaZe?
Yo.
Oh my god, the Mutineers beat FaZe. Oh my god.
It's Seattle.
Oh shit.
Seattle beat FaZe. Terry, our home team is in the grand finals of the first COD major.
What?
Oh my god.
Who are they playing?
Don't know yet.
Did Optic lose?
Oh yeah. Oh no, it's still alive. 2-2.
No, it's not. It says victory.
Oh, this must be behind.
Why does
a
it say
bit.
Luminosity?
Because their Luminosity owns Seattle Surge.
Isn't that like a Brazil?
No.
Company?
I don't know. It still shows 2-2 on here. It hasn't updated yet.
Man, that dude has some big hair.
So Surge beat FaZe. That's cool. And Me Up 5.
Who's next?
Ultra versus Subliners. And then the winner of that match will play FaZe in the Losers Finals.
So FaZe can just go back.
Correct.
Into the grand finals.
Damn, I feel like I might have to poop again.
Damn, dude, you feel.
I'm feeling that little bubbliness,
dude,
that
see,
you always talk
see
about.
See right there? If you had a bidet, you'd feel clean.
I already feel clean.
No,
I've
don't.
Shit 3 times today.
That's disgusting.
2 before I showered, though. Are we good for the day?
You're a wild person. You know
have
that?
Have we done it, Terry? Did we do your limit?
Nope, not yet.
Hour and a half?
Nope. Not even close.
Hour and a half?
Nope, not even close.
2 hours?
Nope, not even there.
1 hour?
Nope, not even there.
Are we at 5 minutes yet?
Yep.
So we got another hour?
Yep.
I don't want to... I have to... What?
Oh, what? All I hear is bitching. All I hear is bitching and complaining over there. Ow, I have to take a shit, okay?
I gotta poop,
and I gotta do this. Fuck you, Mike. Hey, you got anything... sorry, that was a little aggressive. But I don't give a shit. Hey, how was your day?
Today?
Like week.
A week?
Yeah, we never got into it. How was your week?
You know... It was fine.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went to work.
Yeah, can you give me a play-by-play?
So, like every single day?
Yeah, maybe.
So,
No, I'm bored now. Now, how was your week? I'm sorry.
Oh,
hey, how you doing? How was your week?
Yeah,
anything
you know,
exciting that happened during the week?
Yeah, lots.
Any encounters that happened that made you laugh or wonder why those people live?
Like strange people that I came across?
Yeah.
Strange people.
Like anything like pop out to you?
I don't find myself in very many situations with strange people. Although there are some weirdos that I work with.
Do you want to get into that?
Well, not that I work with, but like that you see around.
Okay. You want to talk about that?
Not really.
Huh.
Interesting that you don't want to discuss
this. It's really funny that you don't want to discuss.
What does that say about you as a person?
What does that say?
I don't like fucking smashing on people for no reason.
Really?
Maybe they're strange because they're just strange, and I shouldn't be judging them. How do you think about that?
Wow.
That's the most passive-aggressive
answer I've ever heard.
I don't want to make fun of people that may be mentally...
challenged?
Special.
I work with one, too, actually.
Special, very special, extra beautiful humans?
Yes.
Yes.
One works harder than the other one.
Yeah?
And
but do any of them work harder than you?
Yes.
Damn, you lazy bitch.
No. It's just my job. No. It's just my job.
Your job means don't do work?
No. So if I have enough people to do a certain job or a task, I don't have to help out in that. I just have to oversee.
You're an overseer?
But if there's not enough, I will jump in to help.
Wow.
But it's not all about... It's about knowledge. Like, you have knowledge.
Do I?
No, you're the dumbest person I know.
Why'd you say I have knowledge?
Because you think I do. You motherfucker, you think I'm smart. The truth comes out, folks.
No. I've already said this before on the podcast.
No. Take it back. No.
Oh, don't flatter me. Please don't flatter me. You're the dumbest person I know. And also, no, you're like the dumbest, smartest person I know.
You're the dumbest.
Oh, yeah, yawn. Oh, yeah, get it. That's a big mouth you got in there. What could you fit in there? You ever try to fit like a bunch of marshmallows in there?
I don't know. What should I get? I think after I come back from the pictures, I'm gonna stop
Chipotle.
No, not Chipotle.
My pizza.
I'm not getting
Jersey
food.
Mike's.
I'm not getting food.
Tapioca.
No, I'm going to the
whiskey.
There it is. I'm going to
Scotch.
I'm gonna stop by
Arbeg.
Why?
LaFleurig.
LaFleurig.
I'm gonna stop by that fancy place.
McAllen.
In town.
What's that? Talisker.
What should I buy? Give me ideas on fancy bottles. I have plenty of
LaFleurig.
I have LaFleurig.
LaFleurig.
I have lots of that. Give me other recommendations at the fancy store.
McAllen.
No.
Pete's Beast.
If they have it, I'll buy it.
Johnny Walker.
No, what, blue? I said fancy.
Yellow Label.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear it?
Is there yellow?
Yeah, man.
I think there's a gold.
No, there's a yellow one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there is.
You lie.
I made it up. I talked to Johnny Walker the other day.
You talked to J Dubs?
Yeah, I was like, yo, Jay.
Yo, J Dub.
I was like, yo, J Dub. He's like, what's up?
Let me get that yellow.
Like, yo. You got a yellow label? He goes, nah. And I was like, yo.
But I will.
But you will, because I just invented it.
I watched a YouTube video the other day, like a couple weeks ago, about all the history of all the Johnny Walker crawlers.
Are you going to get an Isla?
Single
malt?
Depends. I'm thinking a couple hundo.
A couple?
Mm. For a bottle?
Yeah.
We're having a Dalmore.
I was about to say Dalmore.
No, on Christmas, we're having a gathering of the Dalmores, though.
Mm. So
we're all bringing our Dalmores.
Well, Greg has the 12, right?
18.
Oh, we gave him the 18?
12? 12 is cheap.
Did we give him the 18?
Yeah.
I remember that.
So Greg's bringing the 18. My dad has King Alexander III, and then I've got Cigar now.
What's the other one, then?
Well, that's the trifecta.
No, it's not.
I'm not looking for a Dalmore. I want like another different one to complement our triumvirate of Dalmores.
Mm.
I'll just fucking browse. We'll figure it out. Depends what they have, really.
Because
oftentimes they change what they have.
I'm trying to think of like...
I'm not spending like $700 on a bottle.
No. Yeah.
Might as well go to F1 for that.
Fuck, my man. If you want to go to F1, bro.
Trash me outside.
Motherfucker.
All right, folks. I'm done podcasting.
Start my engine with a goddamn rod on my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Merry Christmas.
No, this is fucking shit.
Merry Chrysler.
Well, when they hear this, it won't be Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Well, you never know.
All the cheer all and
right,
the happiness.
People, we're going to call it quits because mine's a little bitch.
I mean, Terry's got to go stretch.
It doesn't take me an hour to stretch, you fuck.
He's got
to
stretch.
I got to stretch.
Merry Chrysler.
All right. Everybody, have a good holiday. Wait, good holiday?
Christmas. Don't have say holiday.
Well, you know, this could be Jewish people in here.
Merry Christmas, Jews.
Is that Hanukkah?
Merry Christmas to all the Jews and non-Jews.
Wait, is that Hanukkah?
Jews celebrate Hanukkah.
Is it Hanukkah?
I think so.
Doesn't it start, like, tomorrow?
I don't know.
I think it starts today, actually.
I'm not Jewish. Ask a Jewish.
People think I'm Jewish.
Are you?
No. I'm Filipino.
Merry Chrysler.
All right. Anyways, happy holidays. Enjoy your whatever the fuck you guys do for your holiday. Enjoy family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your pets. Touch them every now and then. Like maybe like you
like
know
petting,
pet them. Like
petting
pet them.
Yeah.
Not like touch them in weird ways.
Yeah,
like you weird fucks.
Sexual.
Also, if you love your friend, just give him a smack on the ass or her.
just say, you know, good game, and see what their facial expressions look like.
Try shitting with your pants off.
And also, try shitting with your pants off. You know what? Try it before you know. Don't knock it until you try it. Mike, I have a proposal for you before this ends. When you take your next poo, take off your pants.
So in 3 seconds from now?
Yes. Try it out.
Oh, no. I have to poop
it. No, try it out.
Try it out.
Try it out. All right.
Come on down. Try it out.
All right. Happy holidays to everybody. Have a good week. We love you.
Merry Chrysler.
Stay woke.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler.